Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Yesterday, the U.S. Library of Congress announced the 2024 class of titles selected for induction in the National Recording Registry, with the organization explaining the 25 chosen songs and albums are worthy of preservation for all time, based on their cultural, historical, or aesthetic importance in the nation's recorded sound heritage. Now, out of the 2,900 nominations, albums that made the cut were, here are just a couple of them: Green Day's Dookie, the Chicks and or Dixie Chicks, Wide Open Spaces, the Notorious B.I.G.'s debut album Ready to Die, Blondie's Parallel Lines, ABBA's Arrival, Jefferson Airplane's Surrealistic Pillow, and The Cars' self-titled debut album. Some of the songs were Gene Autry's 1949 Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Classic.
Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine, Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick's Lottie Dottie, and Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy.
How many were selected?
They selected, I believe, 28 out of 2,900.
The Beatles were not in there anywhere?
They're probably already in there.
I was going to say, these have to be... Well, some of those songs are not new. I don't know.
Well, no, they're old.
No, they're old.
In many cases. Interesting.
Well, last year they did the St. Louis Blues March by Glenn Miller.
Okay.
Oh.
And next year, Dylan Mulvaney will be in there.
The Days of Girlhood.
The Justice Department is reportedly preparing to sue Live Nation, the parent company of Ticketmaster, due to ongoing criticism regarding high fees, poor customer service, and anti-competitive practices. The potential antitrust lawsuit could be filed as early as next month, with specific claims yet to be disclosed. The DOJ had been scrutinizing Live Nation for years, particularly focusing on allegations that it used its dominance to pressure venues into using Ticketmaster for ticket sales. All of this really came out of the chaotic ticket sales for Taylor Swift's tours.
Yeah.
And they had a distribution problem in Mexico for a Bad Bunny concert, who is just as big as Taylor, kind of, I guess. So
I've always been frustrated by that. But yeah. I was also frustrated back in the days when you had to camp out to get your tickets. So it's still a hell of a lot easier to get them online, right?
I don't know. It's a different problem.
It seemed more fair, though, when we used to camp out.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, at least had a random somebody in front of me that I could see. They pulled the ticket.
There were 20 different places selling them all at the same time.
Right.
Well, that's fine, but still. Now you're all at one, and there's a million bots getting in there before any of us can buy tickets.
Sue, did you ever do that? Did you ever camp out for tickets?
No, I never did.
Not even
nobody. Nope. Who'd you camp out for?
Oh, Van Halen.
Rolling Stones.
Oh, well, what was I
1986.
Thinking?
Rolling Stones, The Who, Pink Floyd.
Right. Nice.
The big ones.
I don't know. It's a different problem. Carl's right.
I remember my brothers slept. They camped out for ZZ Top and Rat tickets.
I saw Nazareth is coming to St. Louis, to the Wildly, coming up soon.
Is that right?
And that was my first ever concert, like 1979 or something.
Is Dan McCaffrey still Nazareth. In the band?
I think so. Yeah.
Then it's still Nazareth.
It's still Nazareth. Go ahead. I digress.
It looks like the owners of the O.J. Simpson infamous white Ford Bronco, which was at the center of the low-speed chase throughout Los Angeles, are finally ready to sell the car with the hopes of getting at least $1.5 million. Simpson's former manager is Michael Gilbert, and two friends of Simpson's longtime friend Al Collins all share ownership in the vehicle and are now planning to sell it. The three owners said that they had at least one offer previously for $750,000, which they turned down. And since 2016, the white Ford Bronco has been on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
What? What? Shouldn't, come on, I know I saw a meme about this the other day, but it would be rather fitting, don't you think, if they used that as OJ's hearse? Oh. Wouldn't that be kind of fitting? Just, I mean, open it up. I'm sure you could fit the casket in the back of it. No, I'm not going to get crickets here. Come on.
I'm not commenting on that.
I've seen the thing with all the, like, all the cop cars.
And
have
the police cars behind it. I mean, that would just be a fitting image, I think.
All right,
it's what he's best known for.
I'm sorry. I just got a text from somebody. Dan McCaffrey has passed away. So I don't know.
I thought I saw that name on the list. I'm sorry, Carl.
He's passed away, so he will. I don't know what version of Nazareth you're going to be seeing.
If it's at the Wildy, it's clearly a small version of Nazareth. Hey, but go ahead, please.
I could be in the band.
Sue might be there singing.
Sue singing Hair of the Dog.
I will be there for that if you do that, Sue. I don't know if you saw this. Apple said it's fixing a software glitch after coming under fire for a display of the Palestinian flag emoji when some iPhone users typed Jerusalem using the device's keyboard. British television presenter Rachel Riley, she put this on X. And said that the flag emoji suggestion appeared after she upgraded her iPhone software to the latest version, which is iOS 17.4.1. So apparently Apple's trying to fix it.
I don't believe that that was a glitch. I feel like that was done intentionally, and then that's their excuse. It's a glitch.
Under emojis? You can search under emojis?
Like, you type in a word. If you typed in Jerusalem, it sounds like that would be the first suggestion. Like, that would be the one that pops up to match it.
We'll have to test that. That's
and
easy to test.
Since we just had the solar eclipse, something else is going to happen in the sky, but they don't really know when, apparently. A star is expected to explode sometime this summer, and the spectacle will be visible with the naked eye in the northern hemisphere. This should happen anytime from now until September.
Just don't ever take your eyes off the sky. Between now and September, just look up all the time.
So the star has already exploded. We just know when the light is finally going to get here.
Yeah.
Is that what they're telling us?
Yep, 3,000 light years away from Earth.
Don't worry, you'll hear about it.
I'm sure you will.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.